This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa Valley Cooperative Hospital has officially opened a new healthcare service in Chippewa Falls. According to a press release, the organization opened its new wound care center at the former St. Joseph's Hospital site this week, filling another gap in healthcare access left behind in the wake of the HSHS and Prevea closures 2 years ago. The wound care center is the first new service launched at the site since its new cancer center opened in November. Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative officials are still working to open more new services in waves throughout the rest of the year. According to the press release, the new wound care center will be able to treat a wide variety of conditions, including burns, ulcers, traumatic wounds, and infections. It also features two hyperbaric oxygen therapy chambers, which are designed to allow patients to breathe 100% oxygen in a pressurized chamber to stimulate healing, repair damaged tissue, and restore blood flow. Organization officials say the new wound care center will allow them to treat more patients faster to reduce backlog and help them avoid preventable complications. Chippewa Valley residents are invited to participate in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day this weekend. The biannual event gives residents a chance to dispose of unwanted medications properly. There are three events scheduled in Eau Claire County on Saturday, including at the Altoona Police Department from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Eau Claire County Government Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and the Fairchild Village Hall from 10 a.m. to noon. Since Drug Take-Back Day began, Wisconsin has consistently ranked among the top states in total prescription drugs collected. City of Chippewa Falls crews are working on significant improvements at Irvin Park. The project will see renovations at the Duck Pond landmark and the installation of new adaptive playground equipment. According to city officials, there were safety concerns with the old boardwalk and gazebo around the Duck Pond, so the splintered wood will be replaced with smooth concrete. They're hoping the new adaptive playground equipment will be ready for use in the middle of May, and the Duck Pond is scheduled to reopen later in May or in early June. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. New federal changes to food assistance are leading to fewer people getting help in Wisconsin. New data shows more than 15,000 Wisconsinites have dropped off food share since last summer, part of a nationwide decline tied to budget cuts and stricter work rules. Federal officials say SNAP enrollment is down about 6% across the country, or roughly 2.5 million people. Wisconsin is avoiding major penalties tied to the changes because its error rate is among the lowest in the nation. On Earth Day, Wisconsin officials say the Trillion Trees Pledge is now more than halfway to its goal. Governor Tony Evers and the DNR report nearly 12 million trees were planted in 2025, bringing the total to over 54 million since 2021. The state is aiming to plant 100 million trees by 2030, while also conserving forest land. Officials say partnerships across Wisconsin are helping lead the effort. New programs will also give away free trees to kids and families. The investigation into a failed recall effort targeting Speaker Robin Voss is not finished yet, according to the Racine County's district attorney. Trisha Hansen says, in the letter to the Elections Commission, she wants a deeper criminal review after the commission recommended charges against 13 people. Those allegations include false addresses and signatures from people who may not have signed the petitions. Hansen says the commission's work was detailed, but not as in-depth as criminal cases require. And this week, drivers across Wisconsin are urged to take it slow as construction season gets underway. As part of Work Zone Awareness Week, drivers are encouraged to avoid distractions, obey speed limits, and watch for changing conditions and cars and trucks parked along the road. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The crew goes crazy in Tigertown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Tigers go at it again at Comerica Park. Last night, the crew won 12-4 thanks to a crazy eighth inning that started with back-to-back triples from Gary Sanchez and Garrett Mitchell. Then, Luis Renjifo finally getting a break at the plate. Jeff Levering had the call.
Renjifo, shallow right, Vierling can't get there. It falls. Mitchell scores, and for all the rock buckets. Luis Renjifo gets one to fall finally.
The Brewers with 7 runs and 11 at-bats in the inning. Garrett Mitchell on his RBI, then scoring.
Trying to take it about less about me and more just trying to get a job done there, put the ball in play. Just had to lock in there.
Men's college basketball. Badgers forward Nolan Winter will return to Wisconsin for his senior year, but guard John Blackwell is headed to North Carolina to join the Blue Devils at Duke University. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a really nice day today. Sunshine with a high right around 80 this afternoon and just a light breeze. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 60 for a low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. Late day storms with a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.